evening. It is Tuesday, April 9, 2024, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. The Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Assemblymember Otteson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Yes, Assemblymembers Robbins, Morrison, Otteson.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
Howe.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Here. Tonight, there are no ceremonial matters. We'll have the SEPA presentation at our next assembly meeting. And item three, persons to be heard. Tonight, we have three people signed up. Sven Westergaard, would you like to make a statement now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you for your guys' time. My name is Sven Westergaard. I'm Assistant Business Manager for the IBEW, Local 1547. We're just wrapping up with negotiations here. It's on your guys' table tonight to be voted on and ratified. I'd just like to thank those that Mr. Powell and Ms. Patty and Mason and Kim for being on the negotiating team across the table. I think we did a lot of good work, set forth a good path to take and building this relationship so that we can make it better for Wrangell and this awesome community for the future. I think there's a lot of stuff that's getting done in this contract, and it definitely is setting up a good groundwork and a good base for us to have a very good relationship in the future. And I would just ask for you guys' support for this matter and to move us along and keep this this good work that we're going and keep it going forward for us, for both sides. And like I said, I think we got the great relationship now that is will be built the building blocks for having this this town and this community of all of Southeast. Making it better for everybody. So thank you for your guys' time. And if you guys have any questions, I'll be around. You guys can hit me up whenever. Thank you.
Thank you. Alice Rooney.
Hi. My name is Alice Rooney, and I live at 510 Wrangell Avenue. I'm day late and dollar short, but I wanted to share some thoughts on the proposed sale of the hospital property to Wayne Johnson, the resolution 04241850. I'm getting older, and my desire to downsize is beginning stronger with each passing season. I've been looking at options. I've looked into eligibility for myself for the Wrangell Senior Apartment, which is really difficult because they won't share what their financial criteria are. But reading between the lines, I think I probably don't qualify. That's one thing. I looked into a purchase of a smaller house. I looked at that little bitty getaway, which was like ridiculous, but I tried. That was not a satisfactory solution. For the last 8 years or so, I have been talking to lots of people in town about my desire to see a condo development in Wrangell. I would be very interested in purchasing a condo for myself. And being able to sell my house to some family, it's a double lot in a very convenient location, it would work really well. It would free that house up for someone else to move in. I think we have other single people living alone in big houses who would consider options as well. Wayne Johnson's comments on his KSDK talk on the Rock raised several concerns for me. The purchase price for any newly constructed condo unit would have to be less than the sale value of my property and the lot. I'm not going to pay more. I'm not going to take out a mortgage at this age. There are many unknowns in the building of this, putting the building on this site, the proposed building, primarily the ground itself, and I'm sure many of you are very aware of all the problems with the site. My house is not far away, and we had to dig down almost 20 feet to get the foundation and the driveway, and I understand that it was even deeper to put part of the hospital in 30 feet. A six-story building is both impractical for the site and, I believe, against our city building code. The project designs and amenities will need to address the needs of both potential year-round residents as well as the seasonal out-of-state owners that he plans to court. I'd feel a lot more comfortable with this, with local control over this project instead of someone who is also running for a congressional seat in Georgia, although his chances of winning sound pretty slim. But I trust that you have all done your due diligence and about Mr. Johnson, and hope that there will be a good chance somehow for me to end up with a condo somewhere in downtown, in close to Wrangell, at some point so I can downsize. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Christina Florschutz.
Christina Florschutz. I used to live at 11.2 miles of Movia Highway. I guess I now reside with Alice for the time being. And I've been discussing the matter of Wayne Johnson's purchase of the hospital with her. Initially, I was very much in favor of seeing this happen. However, you know, part of the reason I'm alive is because we knew that the place where we were building might be unstable. And so I had our house engineered to a 5-star earthquake rating, and it kept me alive. Now, this area, I work at the school, and I'm very much aware of how soft that ground is, and I also know how the wind whistles down the stakeen at recess time. And I'm wondering if the proper engineering has been done on Mr. Johnson's proposed building to ensure that it will withstand some of the forces that can be put upon it. I think that if it hasn't been done, that's something that the city council could ask to see. I'm not sure about the legality of it all, but I think it would be wise to do so, because as global warming and some of these other things are happening, we're seeing more and more extreme weather. And I think that anything that we build, particularly something that might be 6 stories high, needs to be very carefully examined. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other testimony? Persons to be heard? All right. Item four, amendments to the agenda. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, I would like to move number B, acceptance of the fiscal 2023 audit, add a consent agenda to new business.
We'll move it to unfinished business.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So item 6B, it'll be under item 12A, unfinished business.
And Madam Mayor, I'd like to propose moving items 13, E, F, and G to the top of the list.
Of item 13, new business.
Yeah.
Okay, so did the assembly get that? Items under 13, E, F, and G, we're moving them up. They'll be before item A, 13A. Okay. All right. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Those are noted. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict? Any item on this agenda?
I do, Madam Mayor. Yeah. With the appointments of the CVB board.
All right. There's no financial interest, and I don't see a conflict. Any objection? Okay. Consent agenda, with the exception of item B.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted. Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second to Board. We've moved item B down.
Yes.
Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Great. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thanks everybody for turning out. It's one of the fuller Assembly Chamber nights we've had in a while, so I appreciate it for those people that spoke and hopefully can address some of your concerns tonight. And appreciate the union coming tonight to support the agreement that we're going to talk about tonight. I'll be really brief on the Borough Manager's Report as we have a pretty stacked up agenda, but a couple things I wanted to highlight moving forward. We have several upcoming job announcements, and some of those have been posted today. The Chief of Police has issued his resignation, and I really want to thank Chief Radke for his service to our community over the last 4 years. Him and his wife and his family have been a great addition to our community, and I really, really wish him well in retirement or whatever his next endeavors are, and it's really pleased to get to know Tom over my time here. We've also received Chief Buness's resignation effective June 5th, so we got a little bit of time. That position has always also been posted. After 35 years of service, and then we will go on and on about Tim at a later date, but we're really grateful for the lasting impression he's made on our community and the department legacy that he's really built up and will continue to be a part of in retirement, but really grateful for Tim and his efforts. So just to note that the fire chief position will be coming available. We also have a harbor maintenance security positioning opening up. With me coming into the borough manager role permanently, we'll have the finance director position for post as well. We have received Jeff Rooney's resignation effective April 30th, and so that public works foreman position will have to be filled, and that's upcoming. So again, a 34-year employee, great lasting impact in public works. If you ask him how he got there, it's an interesting story, so I really appreciate his contributions to our community, and hopefully we get to work with him, you know, here in the future on some special projects. But really, really can't say enough about Jeff Rooney. And then facilities maintenance specialist, we're going to post that position as well. So all told, we have 6 positions coming out the door, so it seems kind of like a mass exodus, but just a lot of retirements going on, and I want to make everybody available that those will be on wrangell.com/jobs, and then we'll also be posting them to Alaska Jobs and certain professional organizations. For example, the Chief of Police will be posted on the International Chief of Police website that has jobs for them. So those items are all upcoming, and I also wanted to give notice to the Assembly, and I sent this out in a blind copy email, but we received approval from FEMA of our federal declaration for public assistance and individual assistance as well. We have a disaster recovery center set up in the Nolan Center, comprised of 16 FEMA professionals, which we're really lucky to have here, and they'll be assisting people with individual assistance. So if you're a community member that was impacted by the landslide, directly, indirectly, go meet with those specialists, and they'll point you in the right direction on how to seek assistance under the individual assistance umbrella. But the borough also has about $700,000 in anticipated cost in responding to the slide for public assistance. So the FEMA representatives will be helping us throughout through that process, and we'll be able to pursue reimbursement for those expenditures incurred. So just the hours for the FEMA Disaster Recovery Center are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., ranging from Monday through Friday this week at the Nolan Center. And I can't remember the room number, but I think they're set up in the larger room. Is that right, Patty?
Yes. They're in the movie.
In the movie theater.
Movie theater.
Yep.
And so you go into that door by the movie theater, and there's directions.
Perfect. So, also, landslide update. I just wanted to let everybody know that the Alaska Department of Transportation has issued another landslide status report for the month of March. They've been doing these monthly. Really robust report. I've attached it to the end of this manager report, which will be posted on our website. They've noted no material erosion or deposits that have occurred during the month of March, so that's really great news. There was some significant weather that we experienced in March, so nothing noted other than the water that's running right down the middle of the slide, kind of eroding in the middle, but no other changes noted across the face of the slide or on the outskirts. So that's great news, and we appreciate the folks at DOT for that report. Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department today helped Ketchikan. They assisted the South Tongass Volunteer Fire Department You may have seen early this morning that they had a fire at the fire department, and it burned a lot of the equipment inside so that it's rendered unusable. And so with the barge in town, Jordan Vines came into my office and said, hey, we need to send our ambulance down. And so we got the ambulance on the barge, and now they have an ambulance that they can use because apparently the city of Ketchikan only gave them one for a short period of time. So they're able to use one of our three ambulances. We got ample coverage and solutions if we get in a spot here. But I think that's a great testament to our volunteer fire department and kind of giving back to some communities that really helped us during the landslide. So just a note on that, and thanking volunteer fire department for being aware of surrounding community events and thinking of Ketchikan during a difficult time. Upcoming events, we have several. Property assessment appeal deadline is Friday, April 19th at 4 p.m. here at City Hall. If you're a little bit late past 4 p.m., you can put it in the Dropbox and show a little mercy there. But the appeal forms are right there out on the desk. They're also on our website. And if you need help, come on into the finance department. We'll be happy to help you in that process. And then the Board of Equalization will follow. So the schedule's on the appeals form, and should have ample information to justify your appeal. The U.S. Forest Service Forest Plan Revision has an open house from Monday, April 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Nolan Center. So that's open to the community, and invite everybody to attend. We'll also have a separate borough invitation to the Forest Plan Revision, as we'll be a cooperating agency by the time the plan revision comes to fruition. So I'll send out a note to the Assembly on what the final time frame is for that. But we're looking to be the 22nd or the 23rd as well. So in that vicinity, but I'll notice the Assembly on what time we're thinking of. The U.S. Coast Guard Port Safety and Security Committee will host a meeting at the Public Safety Building in the Fire Training Room from on Wednesday, April 24th at 9 a.m. So this is an annual thing that they like to do here. And I know that it may not have been noticed the last time around under last year, so we want to make sure we attend to that. And lots of good stuff for the Coast Guard. And then on April 20th, WCIGAP is hosting the community cleanup, and just invite the community to participate. I know that we had a good turnout last year, and so if you want to participate in that, reach out to WCA, and the borough will be conducting their own cleanup at a later date, and we're excited for some spring weather to do that. And last but not least, the Forest Service, we're working through a draft memorandum of agreement, or memorandum of understanding, and a letter of agreement. And me and Tori Hauser have worked through the MOU, and it's going through their approval chain right now. So I know that was a request to the Assembly, and I know that Patty had taken a look at the initial draft and got her comments in there. So excited to bring that to the Assembly in the second regular meeting in April, and hopeful that we get that approved. And the LOA is actually for becoming a cooperating agency, which was a request from Assembly Member Dalrymple. And so we're going to make sure we do that, so we have a formal process for commenting on the forest plan revision and really, really working to collaborate and have a feedback mechanism in doing that. So thanks for that, Assemblymember Dalrymple. But I'll keep it short tonight. We have a lot to get through, so that's it for now.
Any comments, questions, Assembly? All right, moving right along. Borough Clerk's report.
I don't have anything other than what's in my report, although Mason did state today earlier that there is going to be the fiscal year 2023 audit presentation for the work session on May 14th.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, Assembly? All right. Item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Any Assembly member have anything to report? All right. Item 10, Mayor and Assembly Appointments. I'm so thrilled. We have three appointments to make tonight. On the Economic Development Board, we have one position, and Mr. Austin O'Brien has agreed to fill that position. So I will appoint him, pending any disapproval by the Assembly. And then on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have two positions open, and I'd like to appoint Kimberly Otteson and Grace Wintermeyer. For terms respectively to October 2025 and October 2024 or 2025. Any objection? All right. So noted that they are appointed. All right. Item 11, public hearing. A, resolution number 04-24-1850 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the conveyance of the old Wrangell Medical Center and real property as described as Lot A, Block 54 of the WMC replat, parcel 02-031-351, zoned open space to Wayne Johnson, doing business as Wrangell Heritage House Development Limited Liability Corporation, and to apply WMC 16.12.012 disposition of real property for economic development purposes for a fixed amount of $200,000 for the purpose of demolishing the old Wrangell Medical Center. I will now open up this to a public hearing and request an administrative report, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. This is the disposition of the old Wrangell Medical Center, which has been an assembly priority for quite some time. We've held on to the old medical center since, I believe, 2018 when they ceased operations. Is that right, Mayor Gilbert?
Yes, 2018, yes.
Yes.
And then they moved in to the new hospital 2020.
Yep. And so since then, we've had various attempts of trying to sell the property. For those that may not be familiar, we've been incurring about $85,000 to $120,000 in maintenance costs each year to keep the facility warm and the heat on and pipes from bursting and just general maintenance as we were learning what the as we didn't know what the future would hold. And so we have tried to list this in several different capacities. The last purchase price was in excess of $800,000 that we attempted to advertise through a real estate brokerage, and that had failed, and we tried that for several months on end, and no significant hits. And so we entertained several requests, and we met Mr. Wayne Johnson throughout the process, who has offered $200,000 for the Wrangell Medical Center. This has been approved through EDB, which took place on February 5th. It also was approved through the Planning and Zoning Commissioner recommended approval on March 14th. So it's a $200,000 purchase price for the old Wrangell Medical Center. This is not considering the adjacent lots. That's a separate item and had a separate process. This is being sold below the appraisal value. That's why I went to the Economic Development Board. And, I asked Assemblymember Dalrymple if he had any thoughts to share at the end of this. We're not making any representations or warranties about Mr. Johnson's prospects with the development itself. This is just the sale of the property. What this does is the borough will not be liable to demo the hospital later at a later date, of which is a lot more expensive for a public entity to do so than a private entity. We're looking with Davis-Bacon Wages about $2 million to demo that facility on top of incurring the $120,000 each year until we do so. So I think we're net ahead in selling this for $200,000. I get a lot of feedback that it seems low, but Mr. Johnson does have a storied history of development. He's been developed several residential and commercial developments in his time. He's served in private equity up in Anchorage too, so he's familiar with Alaska. I have full confidence that he will build a residential structure, but that will be in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code. That's a separate process that we'll evaluate, so that proposal will be issued to planning and zoning and go through our process for code. So they have to get the property rezoned, have to request a variance if the structure doesn't fall within, submit plans, get a building permit. So again, and to Christina's comments tonight, we won't make any comment on what's being built because it hasn't been proposed to be built. This is just initially the sale of the property itself. This will get it on the tax rolls. And if a significant structure is built, it has the potential to really contribute to our community and optimize the use of that property. We didn't want a derelict building sitting there for years to come, and we don't have the funding available to demo it currently. So excited. This is a pretty landmark thing for our community, and if I may have missed something, entertain any questions from the Assembly.
Assembly Member Dalrymple, do you have anything to add?
No, as well spoken on the process. The Economic Development Board entertained one other proposal over the years, and that one did not come to fruition. but for the very reasons you just mentioned, Mason, we approved, the board approved that or recommended that that come to the assembly for approval.
All right. Now I open the comments to public hearing. Is there any public testimony on this item? All right. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1850.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion, assembly. As borough manager mentioned, we did have one or two letters of intent, but they never went anywhere. We spent months, three years, with the hospital on the market through various methods of trying to gain interest from anyone. And then there's a long process that goes forward after the hospital's demolished. And we don't know exactly what the plans will eventually result in. Any comments, assembly? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, assembly, excuse me, assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Mayor
yes. Item, this is another public hearing. This is on page 171, assembly. Resolution number 04-24-1851 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a long-term tidelands lease to Channel Construction Incorporated, identified as Lot 7 and USS 3000 of the USS 3534 subdivision, zoned waterfront development, according to plat 29-20, for the purpose of constructing two shops for equipment and other construction activities. So I will open up the public hearing and have an administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have a couple leases to discuss tonight pertaining to channel construction. This is something we've had in the works and should be fairly familiar as we've referenced it in prior borough manager reports. This was seen by Planning and Zoning on March 14th and the Port Commission on March 7th. Both recommended to bring forward to the assembly. As many know, Channel Construction, or Shorty, as many people in the public know, has been on a month-to-month lease of 2 acres of the mill property, operating as construction business, and namely receiving scrap metal and taking it off island. And I know that many community members have enjoyed that service, getting derelict cars and other scrap metal pieces off island. And we've really certainly enjoyed that relationship with Shorty Townsguard and his son Will, and they're proposing a longer-term arrangement where they come in and do a little bit more construction activities, and then they actually want to make their home base here in Wrangell. I know that their Juno shop had been destroyed due to snow overload, and their shop had caved in, so they're looking for a new home, and we're open for business, so they've requested 6 acres. It just extends the 2-acre parcel that they, not parcel because it's actually not a parcel, but portion of the mill property, straight back to the road almost, and they are requesting road access as a result of this. It's a 5-year long-term lease with 5 potential extensions. The amount is $27,000 due each year by or before May 30th. And recommending to approve this because I think it's a great way to entice another business coming in to town, and we're not in the frame of mind to deter people from coming here, and I think it's also a nice way to make the mill property productive in the short term, and while we figure out a long-term game plan for the mill property and wait for that blue chip enterprise. So also, they do want to plan to build a couple buildings. It sounds like they want to do some short-term structures just based off the verbiage in the lease that we've arranged, because the borough would assume ownership just similar to our Marine Service Center leases of any property that's built there. So more temporary structures. And then I'll get to the short-term lease agreement in the next item.
Okay, for the tidelands.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to open it up to public hearing. Is there any testimony on the old mill site lease to Shorty? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1851.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion. One item the public might want to know is the location of the now 8 acres lease. It's on the south side.
It won't be eight acres total. It'll just be 6 total. So it's encompassing the 2 acres. It is month to month. So the month to month lease will go away as a result of this passing. 6 acres in total. And I believe I put a map in the packet that shows the span of the portion. And for the public that aren't able to see the map, there's a concrete pad and a landing on the south side of the mill property, and the 6 acres will go straight back.
Okay. And this won't hamper any future development of the mill property?
Nope. And planning and zoning and the Port Commission have both approved this, so they don't see any hindrance in the future as well.
Okay. Questions, Assembly? Comments? Assemblymember Powell.
So the Tidelands, that's the next one. I'll wait for that one. I'll wait for that comment.
Anything else on the 6 acre lease? All right. Hearing none, poll vote please.
Yes, Assemblymembers Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, resolution number 04-24-1852 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a short-term Tidelands lease to Channel Construction, identified as a portion of lot PSS of the USS 3534 subdivision, zoned waterfront development according to plat 29-20 for the purpose of using the existing shop for parts storage and working on repairs to construction equipment. I will open up the public hearing and ask for administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is the lease of Channel Construction. It wants to lease the mechanics building out at the mill property. So when you're driving out to the mill property on your left, when you enter the property, there's a mechanics building. And because Channel Construction had lost their shop, they have nowhere to kind of work on their equipment, and so this was a viable option. There is a lot of old stuff in there that needs to be cleaned out, and they've agreed to clean that out, and some of the old filters and those kind of things can be used by them. So this is just a short-term lease. It'll be month-to-month terms, $400 a month, and they don't plan to lease it for very long. This is just a temporary solution until they can erect some temporary structures on there. On their 6 acre portion that was just approved by the Assembly. So happy to help them in this transition time frame.
Okay. I'll open it to the public. Is there any comment from the public on this lease? All right, seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. And a motion, please.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1852.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion, Assembly. Assembly Member Powell.
After look at the map, I have no questions.
Okay. Does everyone understand the lease conditions? Okay, temporary. Just as a note for the public, 6 acres is appraised at $450,000 for mm-hmm. that property. So that gives the public some idea of the value of that property. Okay, so we're trying to generate some money from that while we figure out the best use. All right, no other questions? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. We have two items here. Item A, resolution number 04-24-1853 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the conveyance of the sale of borough-owned real property within Wrangell's town site, namely lots 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 9 of subdivision plat block 54, according to plat number 68-81, zoned open space, to Wayne Johnson.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1853.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Report, please.
So this this resolution is linked to the sale of the old Wrangell Medical Center, which was previously approved this meeting. This is the adjacent six parcels on the south side of the old medical center. As part of Mr. Johnson's development plans, he's requested to purchase these six adjacent lots to make his build his vision come to light. These six lots were appraised at a total of $316,800. So this did not go to the Economic Development Board because it is being sold at fair market value and not anything less for economic development purposes, which is a different process. And this process is independently tracked, the old medical center. There's a separate process for that in which we followed every step. Adjacent property owners were notified within 300 feet. Again, planning and zoning had saw this and recommended to bring forward to the assembly. And we are recommending approving the sale of for $316,800.
All right. And then that also, he will have to pay survey cost, assessment fees, any other notice fees along with
That's
that.
Correct. All fees, the appraisal cost, yep.
As normal, as required in our code.
Borough clerk. No survey, because it's already been surveyed. So all
okay, we relied on the old survey, and that survey's 2 years old.
When it's surveyed, it's surveyed. It doesn't have to be resurveyed.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to replat it.
Yeah, I was trying to think of how
the
much.
Appraisal?
Oh, yes, the appraisal's what I'm thinking of.
It was
yeah.
a new appraisal that we did. Brand new appraisal, so he has to pay for that. And it's he has to pay for all the advertising fees and the recording fees.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Questions, Assembly? Comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members DeBoer.
Yes.
Otteson.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item 6B from the Consent Agenda Assembly. This is the acceptance of FY 2023 audit. I need a motion. Move to accept.
I move to accept the 2023 audit.
Second.
Okay, motion by Dalrymple, second by Powell. Administrative report.
Yeah, so this is the filing of our fiscal year 2023 audit. Just for reference, this is the earliest filed audit we've had in, since 2017, which is a significant period of time. I really thank Tammy Stromberg for efforts coming online as borough controller and helping us get it through the finish line. We've had a reduced amount of findings, which are just related to not having an additional level of review, and now that we have a full-time controller and myself on staff, we're looking to get zero findings this next year. We'll have a full-on audit presentation on May 14th. We'll have a work session where lead audit partner Joy Mariner will come out and deliver the results of the audit. This is merely just the acknowledgement of the audit in this form. We put the audit in there, all nearly 200 pages of glory, and for everybody's review. But reduced findings, if you'll recall, back in 2020, prior to me coming online, we had 8 findings, mm-hmm. and we ratcheted that down to 4 this last year, and now we have 2. So it's a pretty significant step in the right direction, and we'll get that zero finding benchmark here this next year.
Okay. Any comments? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
The reason I asked for this to be brought up in the full agenda was just to acknowledge the improvements that have happened here over the course of several years now. It's really important. Our finances are in order, and this is kind of, I think, one of our better ways to see that, you know, from a third-party perspective. And good job, and still some good things that we need to work on, but I'm looking forward to hearing the presentation.
Great. I would just say we get a lot of state and federal funding, which they leverage our audit to identify if we're a high-risk auditee and how we handle state and federal funds, so we want to prove to our agencies that are funding a lot of our projects that we're good at managing their grant funding, and we're headed in that right direction. And you know, for reference, we're at 37 capital projects and $45 million of funding in play, and we have another $80 million in requests outstanding for projects. So we want to be really good and dialed in, and we have the staff to do it, and excited to make those improvements.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Otteson?
Yes.
Davenport?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Assembly under item 13, new business. You need to turn to page 306. Item 13E is up first. Give you a little bit of time to get there while I read this. This is the approval of the collective bargaining agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, number 1547.
Move to approve the collective bargaining agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, effective July 1st, 2024, as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's a very big item, but I'll try to keep it somewhat concise. As many know, our previous collective bargaining agreement that is still current till June 30th had a term of July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2024. So in anticipation of a new term CBA, this is what our negotiating team came up with, which was comprised of Assemblymember Powell, Mayor Gilbert, and Kim Lane and myself. And as Spence said, it was a really productive year, I think, this year. And we have a couple shop stewards joining us tonight. A lot of different changes in our approach this year. I think we had a little bit more organic negotiation. Clearly, the boroughs received fault to lots of inflation over the last 3 years. And we noticed that our wages were uncompetitive compared to a lot of our surrounding municipalities. And also a lot of inconsistencies between like responsible positions. So I think we... really proud that we addressed a lot of those inequities between positions that have like functions and responsibilities, and that was a key. So in the past, the Assembly's approved a blanket percentage increase for the wage and grade table, but I think that did a disservice in the past just because there's a lot of inequities in the table itself, and so we kind of addressed the root of the problem this year and regraded positions based on the function of their and their job duties. And so we did the same thing with the non-union, which we get to in a separate item here. But so there's not a blanket percentage increase for each position. On average, if you average all the positions across the board, it's about 10%. There's a COLA, a cost of living adjustment, built in of 2% each year. There's the annual step increases are all to occur uniformly on July 1st of each year, but it's every other year now rather than each year. Employee healthcare is now covered by the borough in an 80%, 20% split rather than 85%, 15%, which is a significant adjustment. Not a huge material impact for the borough, but one of the things we received as a result of the negotiations. One of the larger things is the vacation and sick time will now be all converted to PTO. The new cap for PTO is 680 hours. If you recall, vacation is 520 hours capped at that. Sick time is capped at 480 each year, but then it can be converted and reaccrued. So technically, an employee could have over above 1,000 hours of leave on the books, which we felt was a little bit too much. And we believe this is a good way to get on track to something a bit more reasonable. For reference, Petersburg Borough has 680 hours as their cap. So that was a significant change. One accrual day was reduced for each of the members in the governed over the CBA. That was one thing that had changed. Evaluations will all be done uniformly on June 1st, on or before June 1st of each year. So we're going to have a standard approach to evaluations. I know that several employees of the borough that have been here for 30 to 34 years had had three or four evaluations in the past, and we want to make sure that we're evaluating employees' performance each year just because it's productive as a supervisor, but also productive as an employee to have that in their back pocket. So a welcome change. And if there's any other notable points of the CBA that assembly members would like to ask about, or if Mayor Gilbert or Vice Mayor Powell or Kim have anything to add as a result of our negotiations and the final product, happy to.
When we advertise for jobs, we can advertise concurrently. Give union first preference if they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? I know you've read the agreement. Any comments? Assemblymember Powell?
I just say that this is my third negotiation, and I thought this one was really well. I was really happy with what we came up with. The union and the guys that sat in with us were very professional, I thought, and it went really well, and I was really happy with what we came up with.
We didn't get it done in one day.
No, that's a goal.
That's our goal for next time. One day. All right.
I would just say thank you to the union and Sven and Jesse for really leading the charge and all the work they put in. It was, you know, really building the partnership. I think that there's been, it's an us versus them mentality, kind of like the old days with the school too, and it really building the partnership. And we have really wonderful employees and a lot of new people coming online with the borough, so we're just really excited to kind of venture into this new era.
All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember Stavropol.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Audison.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item F. This is on page 349. Resolution number 04-24-1855 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for several amendments to union job descriptions and amending the union wage and grade table and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1855.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So resolution 0424-1855 is linked to the CBA that was just passed. And this is updating each of the job descriptions for the proper grade that is identified in the wage and grade table within the collective bargaining agreement. And so if you remember, each of the job descriptions actually has like a grade with a box up top. And this is actually updating each of those grades appropriately.
And this was all ratified by the union.
That's correct.
Yes. Assembly members, any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, poll vote please.
Yes, Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13G, this is on page 397, Assembly. Resolution number 04-24-1856 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for several amendments to non-union job descriptions and amending the non-union wage and grade table and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1856.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison. Report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just filtering through my packet here, 500 pages of glory.
397.
So the non-union plan, similar to the union plan, we took the exact same approach, had a lot of commentary with directors around the inequities that existed in both the director and the hourly non-union employee wage and grade schedules. So we did the same approach. We wanted to regrade positions based off of responsibility and function, and also looking across at our neighboring communities. We have a 2024 salary survey the Alaska Municipal League puts on, and we referenced that countless times throughout composition. Received a lot of different senior leadership opinion on this, and I believe we got to a good product. So generally, I'll kind of walk through, and the page I'm looking at is 405 for reference. This highlights the tables for hourly employees, salaried employees, and temps, and the changes, and they're kind of color-coded. So if you're looking at the non-hourly table, there's the old grade on the left, on the far left, and then there's the new grade right adjacent to it. You'll note that grades 19, 20, 21, and 22 have been highlighted. That's because we've adjusted the sequence of the grades. So if you look on the left, there's quite a few gaps in the grades. Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted one uniform sequence without gaps. So you'll notice that those people aren't moving down in pay or anything of that nature. It's just renaming the grade to a different number. So going through the non-union positions, several adjustments here. You notice the DMV assistant, we don't have one, and we don't have the intention to fill that position, so we've taken it off the wage and grade table for hourly employees. We increased the recreation coordinator up to grade 13. We've moved the accounting clerk, utilities clerk, and property and sales tax clerk up to grade 15 as is. They have commensurate responsibilities to the harbor admin position, which is a similar paid role that we just passed through the union agreement, so we felt that that was justified. Public Works Administration, a little bit different role in terms of responsibility and functionality than the accounting clerks and the harbor administrators. We moved that down to 14, still receive an increase overall. The Marketing and Community Development Coordinator had shifted from grade 15 to 18, similar responsibilities with those positions in grade 18. And I think you've seen the responsibility and the community outreach that's occurred over the last year as a result of that position. And when we first put that position in here, there was a lot of, we didn't really have any expectations. It was a new position, and after having seen what that employee's function and responsibilities are, we felt that that's a more appropriate fit.
We wanted to reevaluate it after a year.
That's correct. So, and then for grades 19, 20, 21, and 22, all those just received the same grade. So in terms of the actual table, we dropped three steps and added three on the back end. Like union employees, every non-union hourly employee will be at the same step if they've increased in grade. But everybody will in the very least get 6%. We will address COLAs each year to be consistent with the approach for the union CBA. We will pass those each year because we have the luxury of doing that since it's not a three-year term. But that's the non-union hourly. I'm going to go table by table. Does anybody have any questions on that particular table? Okay, I'll move along to the salaried employees wage and grade table. Again, you'll notice the old grades and the new grades on the left. Lots of gaps, so if you're looking at the old grades, and this is on page 405 again for reference, just below the old grade 19, there's a bunch of some X's. Those are implied grade 20 and an implied grade 21. Again, we've just adjusted the sequence overall in the new grade structure. It ranges from 23 to 40 now. And essentially from the old grade to the new grade structure, there's an inherent four grade increase. If you're looking at this, just to reference the old grade structure. And please ask questions as we're going through this, because I know that's a lot of color coding going on here. So director, generally this is a director scale, salaried employees, 4% off the top of the scale. And we did several grade adjustments as a result. Again, these positions will receive a COLA each year, and that'll be in uniformity with the non-union hourly wage and grade table. You'll notice that the library director has increased to closer to its previous stature. We feel like that's the right thing for that director position. The parks and rec director with the extra duty of being the maintenance director as well, facility maintenance director, we moved them up from what was grade 24 to the old grade 26, which is now 30, if that makes sense. Economic development director had moved up a grade, just senior leadership role requires a lot of critical thought and leverage by borough administration each day, so we feel that's more commensurate to the responsibility of the role. We moved the borough controller down a grade and reinstituted the finance director on the wage and grade table to the new step, grade 37. And the director of public works and capital projects was previously put as like a one line item thing, but those are actually two separate items, or two separate positions rather. And we have increased the a grade for them. So they're at from the new 34 to the new 35. We feel that with the public works director managing 14 employees, there's an increased duty and breadth of work in charge of water, sewer, and sanitation, not just one vertical department. And so we felt that was commensurate. Also, capital projects director in charge of 37 different projects, many of those responsible in managing state and federal funding, large degree of work there. So those were the adjustments, and then I have also removed the Civic Center manager and the deputy borough manager because we have no intentions of hiring those positions on the salaried non-union wage and grade table. Any questions on salaried non-union wage and grade table?
Assemblymember Powell.
So I noticed on the Parks and Rec director that we went up from a grade 24, is that correct, to 30? And the reason why was because you've added duties?
Yeah, correct. The old grade 24 to the new grade 30, it sounds like it's like six steps, but it's really not when you count mm-hmm. the four. So it would be a two-grade increase, that's correct.
I know we had talked about this previously, but I'm just going to reiterate it, that if those duties go away, mm-hmm. I would like the city manager to reevaluate that.
We can certainly do that. So if maintenance, I know that maintenance has moved around in the borough in the past, if that ends up being moved down sometime in the future, or beyond even my tenure here, we'll make a note to certainly bring that back.
Okay.
Any other questions for non-union salary table? I will move on to temporary employees. Just increased the starting wage for our temp schedule. It was originally based off of minimum wage. However, to be more competitive and offer more competitive employment opportunities for our temporary workers that we tend to leverage in the summertime, namely a lot of high school students, we've increased that. So the lowest of the lowest, $14 per hour at grade 7, which is Nolan Center, theater temporary workers. And then for grades 8, 9, and 10, we've increased those significantly as well. So grade 8 starts at 16, ranges up to $20.29. Grade 9 starts at 19 and goes up to 24.10. And grade 9 was probably our most heavily used temp worker grade, and that is comprised of the election workers, parks maintenance, Port Harbor maintenance, temp workers, and general maintenance and custodians, which could be used by multiple departments, but namely public works. And our intern position has stayed fixed. Side note, that's working out really well, and excited to give the assembly an update on the successes of that position.
Okay. Any assembly questions?
Also part of this item, just for reference, there was an error on the borough controller job description. It said 35 and it should stay 33 per the new table. So just please make a note that is the intention there. And each of these job descriptions, just like resolution 04-24-1855, have been updated as a result of the new table.
Questions? I don't see any. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, Assembly, we're back to item 13A. That is on page 276. 13A is ordinance number 1054 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding section 1.20.045, titled Disposition, adding section 1.20.046, titled Payment of Fine Without Court Appearance, and amending section 1.20.050, Minor Offense Schedule, in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1054 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 23rd, 2024.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Report, please.
Great. So ordinance N54 is an ordinance that effectively makes the city a non-payee city. And so what this means is the police department is trying to modernize themselves and not produce written citations anymore. There's a new track system that they'll be implementing, which operates in a computer out of their squad car. It'll generate an electronic ticket that immediately goes to the state, and the state will manage all administrative duties in collecting that citation. The cost at a 90-10 split. So it's a lot more efficient, kind of bringing us into the new era. If you've been down south, you probably know the squad cars with computers in them. I mean, this is essentially what that's doing. This ordinance language was stolen from City of Ketchikan, and we've also signed an MOU with the state, not yet, but we will be signing an MOU with the state as a result of this, and prior to the second reading of this. But this is modernizing it. We received a grant to implement the track system and purchase some Dell computers and accompanying systems to be implemented in each squad rig, and a great step in the right direction. I want to thank Sergeant Nick Pearson for really heading us up and pushing us to make this move.
And the grant will cover 80% of the costs?
That's correct.
Yeah, we have a motion on the table. Any comment or questions? Go ahead. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Just to clear up my confusion, the underlined wording in this is that new wording or is that the deleted wording?
That's correct. Those are going to be the additions to the ordinance.
Okay. And then bold is deleted. Deleted.
Bold and bracketed, gotcha. Correct.
Thank you.
And the old method that we're currently using, it's time intensive and there's room for mistakes and they have to, do they fax in the tickets or do they have to enter in a written ticket into their computer system when they get back to base?
Sergeant Pearson, would you like to speak to that on the current process for writing citations?
So after we handwrite the citation, then in order for it to be entered to the court system, it has to be scanned in and saved as a file. Then we have to log into the true filing system and then attach that citation to the court's website for the court to get that. Additionally, the dispatchers have to take the citation and manually enter that information into a system called APSIN, which is the Alaska Public Safety Information Network, and that's done once a week by going to this computer system, and that all becomes automated and automatic.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Austin?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13B, page 288, is ordinance number 1055 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending several sections in Chapter 15.12, Electricity, in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1055. Move to a second reading to be held on April 23rd, 2024.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Addison. Report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 1055 is effectively following the same theme that we've embarked upon for the last several months, removing rates and errors from our existing municipal code and then putting those before a combined or consolidated fee and rate schedule. So this is doing this with several different rates within the electrical department, and namely the fuel surcharge that we've talked about several times over and evaluated that formula. I know Mayor Gilbert and I have taken a hard look at that several years in a row. So this will take that off of out of code and put those on our new fee and rate schedule. And we'll talk about rates specifically during the next assembly meeting.
Okay. And for the public, we make clear we're not this does not increase any rates.
That's correct.
And it's just putting what rate we decide or the current rate on a essentially another location.
That's correct.
Because every time we amend our Wrangell Municipal Code, it has to be published and that costs money. So we can change rates as we probably should every year, adjust those and not incur those charges.
That's correct. And then I think for just residents, it's a lot easier to look up a rate and a fee and rate schedule that's 12 pages long rather than panning through a 1,000-page municipal code. And I think a lot of the times those are buried in municipal code for a lot of years, and we look and, that doesn't really apply anymore. So we're just trying to consolidate to our fee and rate schedule and use that as our hallmark piece.
Right. So this is a housekeeping item, essentially. All right. Any questions, Assembly? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Addison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number, this is on page 294, resolution number 04-24-1854 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, committing $243,750 from Port and Harbor Fund unrestricted fund balance to the Shoemaker Boat Launch Ramp Replacement Project for the purpose of serving as a 25% match to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Recreational Boating Access Program funded through the Dingell-Johnson Act.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1854.
Second.
Okay, did you say 1854?
1854.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Motion by Powell, second by Otteson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this resolution seeks to commit a match of 25% to ADF&G's recreational boat access program, of which we've been a successful recipient in years past. We received funding for the original Shoemaker boat launch paving job. We've also received it for the Heritage Harbor boat launch, and we've received it for the Shoemaker bathrooms as well. So we've been a successful applicant. In the future, we intend to leverage this program each year moving forward, rebuilding our infrastructure. This is intended specifically for the new Shoemaker boat launch ramp, and the estimated cost for that project is $975,000. The 25% match commitment is $243,750. And so this is not authorizing this expenditure as of yet. This is just committing the funds in the event that we're a successful grant applicant. But again, we've seen moderate success in this and have $4.3 million in unrestricted fund balance support and harvest ample funding to commit to that. That 4.3 is prior to expenditure of Myers Chuck harbor upgrades that we're pursuing this summer. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind that it'll go down significantly after the Myers Chuck float replacement project. But we're excited to see this project, and the next target on our list for FY25 will be the Heritage Harbor boat launch. We'll do a second boat launch is the plan. So just trying to take care of our existing infrastructure and expand opportunities.
And take advantage of grant money.
Mm-hmm.
Comments, questions, Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Madam Mayor, I just want to state, I think there's a lot of support in the community for and the need for these improvements.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept the rest of our harbor pretty, you know, some of it's brand new, but that one remaining piece would be really great to upgrade that and get it fully usable.
Well, with the RAISE grant that we will hear about June 27, I have it on my calendar, at $25 million. We are tackling harbor, port and harbor facilities one by one, and this is the kind of forward motion the Assembly's been asking for. All right, any questions? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Last item under new business, 13D. Do you need the page? Are you with me, Assembly? Page 298. Resolution number 04-24-1857 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the new permanent job description of the Senior Project Manager.
Move to approve resolution number 04-24-1857.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Administrative report.
So I spoke with several assembly members about the needs and the resources of the Capital Projects Department. Our Capital Projects Director, Amber Aladed, oversees over 37 projects that are ongoing right now. As I've said, this is about $45 million in funding worth of projects related. Again, we have over $80 million in prospective funding requests out there, and we anticipate being successful in those requests in a lot of regard. I hope that the mayor's June 27th wish happens for the RAISE grant. That's a $25 million request, but again, we have millions and millions of dollars of CDS and CAPSIS out there. We got some Denali Commission grant requests coming out this next week, and so, you know, with that burden of that many projects, it's really hard for us to get projects across the finish line at the rate that we're bringing in funding. And so in order to optimize timeliness and show the community that we can get projects done and maximize the funding we're able to bring in, this is a request to have senior project manager that would essentially tackle mid-level projects such as road projects. McKinnon Avenue would be a great example of a project that could be overseen by a senior project manager. The roof projects that we have ongoing, you know, the middle school roof, the pool roofs, the Nolan Center roofs, a lot of these projects that aren't funded by a ton of state and federal dollars but still need to take a lot of borough time to develop and get the project out to bid and have contract management and see through construction oversight. Our capital projects director does a fantastic job, and this is not being done because that she doesn't do her job well. It's quite remarkable what we accomplish and wear a lot of different hats. This is just so we can do more and meet assembly expectations and carry this momentum. You know, the other thing I would say is the opportunity cost of not doing projects timely, as you've seen, can be quite costly for the borough. Our water treatment plant's a good example, $9 million back in 2018, now we're shelling out $24 million for it. I think this position gives us the resources we need to do a great job at getting projects done timely, and it'll take the burden off the capital projects director so that she can focus her time on specifically the more complex projects in nature. And all the while, we're still making really great strides, knocking off our priorities list. By the end of next fiscal year, we'll have tackled a public safety building, dam reinforcement upgrades, water treatment plant, and the reservoir bypass, and hopefully a wastewater treatment plant if Senator Murkowski funds that through CDS. So we have our top priorities that are being funded and accomplished right now. So we want to keep that trajectory and continue to maximize the funding we're able to achieve and implement here and invest into our community.
Well, and our capital facilities director is not only managing projects, but bringing in the money.
Mm-hmm.
And going after grants requires a tremendous amount of time, effort, research.
That's correct. And I would also emphasize the time it takes to manage or be a part of state and federal programs. The water treatment plant's a great example, down to the sign you have to post out in front of the project. It has to be the right font size with the right logo and the right sign. I mean, it's just crazy, the compliance requirements for the projects themselves, and then the financial reporting side of it. We're going to have hundreds of pages of reports as a result of that project, and that takes a lot of admin time and oversight, and if you mess it up, you're making millions of dollars of mistakes, so we can't mess it up. So instead of putting that all in one person, I'd like to spread the wealth a little bit, and I think we'll see more projects done in a timely fashion, and all the while we'll be more effective in achieving funding.
Okay. Comments, questions, Assembly Member Powell?
So we're at another person, so I'm going to say what I've said before in the past. I would like this to work, but I also want to reevaluate this within 1 year.
That sounds great.
I would like to see a report on it in 6 months, and I'd like to see a report on it in a year. And then if it's all working, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And if it's not, you'll hear from me.
That sounds great. So we've done this several times. As you just requested, we'll take care of the Parks and Rec Director if maintenance has ever shifted away from that department. We've also reevaluated the Marketing Community Development Coordinator tonight, for example, nearly after a year. And we can have some check-ins along the way, 6 months, and then a 12-month reevaluation to show what progress we've made with that position. You'll notice that we haven't accompanied this resolution with a budget amendment. We'll do that. That'll be forthcoming. But we just wanted to get this set up.
And do most grants come with an administrative fee etched into the grant funding?
Most grant funding allows you to reimburse some administrative costs. It ranges depending on the grant program and the agency you're working with. FEMA, for example, is up to 5%.
Okay.
Some of those costs will be able to be allocated to grants.
This position.
Yep, to grants themselves. But I would pay more attention to the opportunity cost of us not doing projects and the value of dollars we're spending down the line. I think it also adds a lot of redundancy in the event that somebody gets sick or is out for an extended period of time, somebody retires. This creates another competent professional available to take the reins on projects. And if you didn't have that, we would be at a standstill.
Any comments, questions, Assembly? Assembly Member DeBoard.
I have a couple. First, opportunity costs. I actually wrote that down before you said it. With the water treatment center being the biggest thing, that's just, to me, was quite ridiculous that it's now almost triple what it should have been. So there's a huge opportunity cost. And then going on along with that, I'd like to see kind of, if you're tracking for Assemblymember Powell, like a return on investment as well, so that we can embarrass him and shut him up.
And justify the position.
And justify, and I'll even say further, maybe even an additional position, if, as these, we're so dependent on grants here, and if we end up getting $80 million, one person might not be able to do it. It might be two or three or four, because we are so heavily invested in getting these grants through.
That's great. I really appreciate the comments. And I'll just note that we had a director's meeting yesterday about the amount of money we're bringing in and the projects we have in play. With 37 projects in play and all our funding requests, we're kind of putting the pause on right now so we can get these things done and follow through on them. So bringing in another person will help us get those done so we can start targeting more new money.
I would almost say don't even put a pause on it. I mean, we need to consider a second position. If you're talking pause in millions of dollars, I mean, I don't, that's a higher administrative decision, I guess, but I understand your point. But at the same point in time, we're this assembly and this administration is moving in a really good direction, and I almost hate to hit a pause button. And if we could justify it with another position.
Certainly. And I think pressing the pause button might be in a little bit of an exaggeration. We have our economic development director filling out a grant application right now for the comprehensive plan, and Amber's doing another Denali Commission grant request as well. So we're just being very cautious in what we're pursuing and targeted, because we can't just blanket request everything that's out there and then not get it done. So this will give us the tools to accommodate the projects we have in place and also be more redundant and effective.
Well, you're strategically going after grants and and very successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can speak for the assembly. We are united in improving our infrastructure and seeking economic development opportunities. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Odson?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Attorney's file is available. We're up to executive session, item 15. Assembly, this is on page 474. And the executive session is approval to hire Mason Belarma as the new borough manager and to approve the borough manager's contract. I need a motion.
I move pursuant to 44.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
0.62.320C2 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically discuss the borough's manager's proposed contract.
Okay, DeBoer, second. So we have a motion by Powell, second by DeBoer. Any comment? All right, the poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Odison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. We will recess into executive session at 7:19.